So on the mitzvah of Pruvu, the Minchas Chinuch on mitzvah Aleph goes to explain what's the mitzvah of Pruvu. So from the Gemara that we have in the Gemara that Hayu Lubonim Umeisu, the Aloha is Lokima mitzvah, right? So says the Minchas Chinuch, we see Be'olil, that the mitzvah is not to do the Maisa mitzvah, to have the Bia, to have the children. Because otherwise, why, if you have children and they die, they're not making the mitzvah. So as you see clearly, the mitzvah is not conceiving the children, but having the children. The mitzvah chiyuvis korega verega, and every moment that you have a child, they make the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch, according to that, you could answer the Toreev. And the Toreev, and as a kasha, the Gemara has a shayla, hayulo boinim bigiyus uvenis gayer. First, he had children while he was a goy. And then he was this gayer, is he mekayim the mitzvah or not? So the Toreev asks, mechateisi, he should be yoyt to the mitzvah. We know that when a person eats the matzah, when it's a shayla, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that says the kfoy veochal matzah. And the Gemara says, if you're shoyt, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because you're potter from the mitzvah, right? So even if you got better afterwards, you're not yoyt the mitzvah. Ferek de Minchas Chinuch, ferek de Rev, and Osaf Kimina, you had children as a goy. A goy, according to our Girsa and Sanhedrin, is not mechuyev in Pruvu. So if you're not mechuyev in Pruvu, how can you mekayim the mitzvah that you had to a goy? So they said they should be chayev. So I tell that, no. If the mitzvah be conceiving the children, we conceive the children, they're going. So you're right, it should not be. But the mitzvah is not to conceive the children, the mitzvah is to have children. So when you have children as a Jewish, so the question of the Gemara is, can you use children which are going because of Gershon is Gaia? But there's no tzushtel to the Kasha or the Torah Evan, because the Torah Evan is telling you that when the Gemara is telling you that if you did a Maisa mitzvah or your potter can be used to a chiyuv, here the Maisa mitzvah is having the children. And then the children are yours and you are yid. Now he asks, then according to that, Toisus in Chagiga, Toisus Mabas Nafigim Elishver, and Toisus in Chagiga. Toisus asks about the idea of a Chatzi Yevim Chatzi Ben Choirin, that he can't marry anybody, so he's stuck, he can't make a Prurvu. So Toisus asks that the Esse of Prurvu should be Doiche the Loisa Se of Loye Kodesh. Right? And Toisus says, because Nabidna, because the essay you make kind by the Gmar Bia, and the Lavi Oiver by the beginning of the Bia. So there's a timing difference. One second. The Gmar Bia is also Echshel Mitzvah, because here the Mitzvah is having children. So what's the Avamina, and what's Avkimen between the Tchilas Bia and the Soif Bia? Both of them is not the Kiyum Mitzvah. Both of them is only Echshel Mitzvah. So what Toys is asking, that you should go ahead and you could be, and says Toys, says Minchas Chinuch, maybe that's not even shy to say, Esa Doicha Loisa Se, because the Esa is the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Loisa Se is the love, so it's not shyach to have the Maisa Mitzvah is having children here, the Loisa Se is the Bia, so you could not be doing it. So says Minchas Chinuch, he blibes so schwer. Now the Moshe, in the Chuvas, in Chelek Beis, in Ebenezer, he goes on to say the following. Says Moshe, in Ebenezer, Chelek Beis, Siman Yudches, he says, now this, no. The idea is that what is the mitzvah? Says Moshe, doesn't make sense that the mitzvah here is to have children. Because if somebody chasom can have children. You have a kushbuk as mechayv, somebody mitzvah that's not totally beyodoy. Says Moshe, zicher that what's mechayev, what the ma'ase mitzvah is the bia. Having, conceiving children is the ma'ase mitzvah. Only the pshat is that the two children is your ptur. In other words, you are chayev all the time to conceive and bring children to the world. Once you have two children, your potter is the sheer ptur. But that's not it. So we made a zog there is very geschmack. The idea of kfoy v'ochal matzah, you're right, you're not mekayev the mitzvah because you did when you're goy. But you have children. Once you have children, your potter. The Esa Doichal says it for sure, because the Maisa Mitzvah is the Bia. The Maisa Mitzvah is conceiving children. So that's what it says. It should be Doiche, and the only reason is because the Esa, you only become afterwards. How you love body mumesu, if the children has Shalom died, he still, what happens is, he becomes Chayev again on the Mitzvah, because now there's nothing to patter him on doing the Mitzvah. So Zogter, that's the word on the Mitzvah. Now if you look at the Loshon HaRambam, the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Tezvov, Milchus Yishus, Aloha Dalet, the Loshon HaRambam is not like that. The Rashabar means kama bonim ye leish vetiskayim mitzvah zu beyodai. He's not saying how many children you have, they should be potur. He says the loshon is vetiskayim mitzvah zu beyodai. He's much better the kiyuma mitzvah is having the children, which is like the minchas chinuch. So then the kashas come back again. What's asad echalois asay? And so it means v'tiskayim mitzvah beyodai. It's also a strange loshon. What means v'tiskayim mitzvah zu beyodai? The mitzvah should be miskayemes beyodai. What does miskayemes beyodai mean? Okay, that's the first question of the mitzvah of Purim. Now, the issue is that besides the mitzvah of Purvu, the Gemara always mentions a mitzvah called Sheves on the pasuk that says in the Nevi'im, Lo latohu bro la Sheves yitzora. Now, the mitzvah of Sheves is mashed from Tosfos. That's because the Gemara says on the Gemara in Chagiga, right? On Mishnah Rishoina, the Gemara says, by Chatzi Evan Chatzi Ben Choirim, let him be mevatel the mitzvah. He says, Levili Botel. Ve'alola nivra oilam lipri v'ribye shenemar loitohu bro la Sheves yitzora. Right? It's the pasuk in Shayahu. Lo latohu bro la Sheves yitzora. So Tois asks, why does he bring the Tobro? Why does he bring the positive Prurvu? So Tois says, Hai esse alintfei mi Prurvu. Tois says that this essay is actually stronger than Prurvu. Ke de omar be megila be perek basra, moicher odom sefertoira lisaisha. There was a heter to be moicher sefertoira to be lisaisha, velil motoira, umaise lo, lo tohu bro. This is lo tohu bro. So this is, Tois says this is an essay which is olim. Keranur asks already, how can the essay be olim? Doesn't make any sense. This is an essay with different nevim. How can an essay with different nevim be stronger than essay of Torah? But Tois, if you look and you pay attention in Tois in Chagiga, and the truth is, the Maharam says that he gives in what you call it. Also, he goes like this. Tois asks, as we saw before, that the essay of Rurvu should be doiched the love. But the problem is the essay, if it's through a goy, the problem is you're not mekayim the mitzvah, if it's with an eved. Because the shivcha, the vlad is oilech achareya, meaning he doesn't, the children don't belong to the father. So how can be hava mina that be essay doiched loisase? Because if it's with an eved, the kids are not ours. If you pay attention, Loshna Tois says, "V'in Toimar, leisei esse de la Sheves Yitzora belabdit chloi kodesh." The key to Tois is asking that this esse of what you call this esse of la Sheves Yitzora, this is the esse that should be doiched the love, right? Not the esse of that's a pruvu, because that's a pruvu can be mekayim. And Tois says, "Ahave mina yosi." The Tois is mashu, but the machloik is if ever bichlal is chayv and pruvu. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so it can be. So Tois is in the loshon, even though in Babasa Tois asks, "Velise the esse of pruvu to be doiche." The Maram already says doesn't mean pruvu; it means the esse of lasheves. So on that, if the esse lasheves yitzora, the priest of Yisrael Blazer in Siman Mem Aleph asks the kasha. Tois in Chagig already says that Lasheves Yitzora is a funny mitzvah. Because Lasheves Yitzora, Tois says, it has the same gedorim as Prurvu. If you are not Mekayim Prurvu, you're not Mekayim Lasheves. So Lasheves is totally Prurvu. Right? The two mitzvahs are Mekuyim the same way. So then why did the apostle be divin Nevi'im? Now, a cow can be bigger than divin Torah. That doesn't make sense. But that's the idea. So Tois says, Oy Bazoi, if I put an Eved, right? If he marries Israelis, even if he could, the Vlad is not his. So how can you tell me? How can you go ahead and tell me that there's a problem of Lasheves Yitzora if you can't marry because it's by Chatziyev and Chazbin Choyrim? A Neved also want to have Lasheves because you're not Yitzhi Prurvu. If you're not Yitzhi Prurvu, you're not Yitzhi Lasheves. So Tois says, because you're right, by a Neved at least there is Sheves Koldehu. It's not Sheves Mamesh, but there's a Sheves Koldehu, at least you're populating the world. Which says there, Mitzvah Baz, it means to say, even though it's not La Sheves, it's already not really populating the world because you don't have a Yachas, but at least it's not La Tohu Bro. But Frechter, so now you're going to tell me that a Ese Koldehu, even though you're not becoming the Mitzvah Sheves, because the Sheves Tohu Bro, that's Doich Lois Aseh? So that doesn't make any sense. The Loshon Rabbi Tzel asks, "V'tzorech yun godol v'ndend of tshuva." If you mashe kosva to the basa, diim is a shivcha. If somebody marries a shivcha, if I ever marries a shivcha, afilu sheves lokim mishum de sheves tol b'pruvu v'ra'ak sheves kol dehuim kaim. So how can you go ahead and have it and be doicha de lav? Eich esher de sheves kol dehuim lav gomor lo yekodesh. So you tell me, not that it says only the Sheves is a greater mitzvah, Sheves kol dehu is doicha de lav. How can Sheves kol dehu be doicha de lav? That's Rabbi Tzel's question. And the number three is a shaila if an eved, Tosfos has a shaila, Tosfos in the base, amud base, in Chagiga, is of the view that an eved is chayvim prurvu. Because he has the chiyuv of a goy from before and the chiyuv continues. And they are in the Avni Miluim in Siman Aleph, Sev Cotton Base asks, Lo yadati lekavonosoi. Dim Eved chay prurvu, like he protests with Shalmi, he has to say that Eved is mekayim prurvu. And the Gemara Nivomis says, Hakol moedim be'eved shenishtachra de'en lem chayis. So, one second. So, you tell me that he's chayv on a mitzvah that he can't be mekayim. How can he be mechayv on Eved in a mitzvah that can't be mekayim? Okay? He says, that's ve'ashta benochr shenizgayr, and that's his kasha. His kasha is, the Chora, if he's chayv in the mitzvah, must be that he's mekayim in the mitzvah. And if he cannot be mekayim in the mitzvah, how can he be chayv? So just to review, what's the pshat in the mitzvah? That the latest abonim is the niskayim beyodoy. How can it be doich alav? What's the gather of the mitzvah? Second is, what's the gather of mitzvah of sheves? Meaning, why did the pasuk? If he sheves, you mekayim only when you do prurvu. How can it be greater than prurvu? And most important, how can a sheves called the ubi doich adalav? And then the avnei miluim, how can the eved be chayv mitzvahs prurvu if the eved can be chayv? So to answer all of this, we answer with the shlo in shnei luchos habris in the Torah or in this mitzvah. He says, first of all, what's the idea? The Gemara says in Yevomis, the subject of the Bistam Lezer Imer, he says in a second, he says, Yaakov Oimer, the person not oisib prurvu, כאילו ממאית את הדמוס. שנאמר כי בצל בלויקים עושה סעודם, וכסי בטרי לא ידע אותו זה צז, אתם פרורבו. Right? So the first one is ממאית את הדמוס. Why is פרורבו ממאית את הדמוס? Explains the שלו, הקודש, meaning what's the idea that אודם is חי פרורבו? What's the צורס המצווה? So because we know that the אודם התחתן is בצל בלויקים of the אודם העליון. Adam in this world is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. That's the mus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself with the same Yudkei Vovkei. Yudkei Vovkei is kayadua the sphere of Chochma and Bina, which is Abba and Ima. And then the Vov and the Hei, which is keneged the Ben and the Bas. So the tzuras gilui ha'odam Lemaila, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megale, not as one individual, but as a family structure. Adam, to be Megale, Kodesh Baruch Hu Boilome, which is the Loshon Adam, which is Adam Mela Elyon, is also by being Megale Amishpocha, which is a father, a mother, a son, and a daughter. That's the idea of Prurvu. That's why if you don't do Prurvu, you'll be Megale Dedmus, because then you're not Megale Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, why? What's the idea of Abba v'Ima? We know that the Yud, Kibiochol, is Keneged Chochma. That's Keneged the Zohar. That's the potential. The Nekeva is the one that develops the potential. We all know that the Yud Kivovke, Be Milui Aleph, is Begimatre Memhei, which is Begimatre Odom. Odom is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beichudoi. The milui of Yudkei Vovkei. If you take the word, if you take Yudkei Vovkei, and which is the milui Aleph, is Begimatria 45, and you take away the Yudkei Vovkei, which is 26, 45 minus 26 is 19, which is Begimatria Chava. Chava, the Nekeva, is the one that's Mimale, that is Moitzi, the potential of the male. That's why Yudkei Vovkei is Begimatria Odom, Bimiluoy. And if you split it, the letters are 26, But the milui of the letters, the gilui of the letters, the potential of the letters, the development, which is the milui of the letters, Begimatra Chava, she's Im Kol Chai. Always the male is the one that creates the potential, the female is the one that develops potential. That's why the Ma'al always says in Masechta Megillah, Ken La'avayim, that the father is from the time of conception, the mother from the time of birth. This is Keneged, the letter Yud, and the letter He, which is Chochmah Bina. Chochmah is the wisdom, Bina is the development of the wisdom. That's the male and the female. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects his Moichin, his Chochmah law, into the world, his mamshich into the world, as a giver to the world. That's the Vav. Those are the midas that he's mamshich to the world. Vav is the connection that's keneged the Zohar, keneged midas atiferes, which is keneged the sun, is not the chokhmah. The chokhmah is kebiyochol the shoresh advorim, right? The potential. That translates into giving the potential to the lower level, which is midas atiferes, and then the Nekeva, which develops that potential, is the daughter. That is the Madura Tinyona, the small scale of that bigger scale before. And therefore, the Gilui of the Mishpocha, the Gilui of Adam El Elyon, is Dafka through a family of Abba, Ima, Ben, and Bas, and that's Keneged Yudke Vovke. So it explains the Shlo, that if you look in the Pasuk, Lora Toi Brola Sheves Yitzora, Sheves Yitzora is, the Pasuk says on Sheves, the Pasuk says, Ketiferes Odom La Sheves Bais, the Tiferes Odom, which is Midas Atiferes, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what La Sheves means. La Sheves Odom is to populate, to be Misyashev. But what is the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Lola Tohu Bro. Because if you realize the Brias Oilam, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, he was not Megala himself just. The Ramban says the same way in the Loshon Bria, Breishis Bor Elokim Es HaShomayim Vesoretz, state the Ramban, the first thing the Kodesh Baruch Hu created is a potential, it's called the Chomer HaHiuli, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's called the Tohu. Tohu is means the potential of the world. That's why the Loshon Tohu is that you regret. You can't give a definition because you can give a different definition. It's the regret of defining it. That's Tohu. And after Tohu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Koyach HaYetzira, which is defining it, selecting the probabilities. And that's the idea of Bohu. Bohu is Bahu. So there was the process of the Gilui that we saw, is a process of the Gilui, which is in steps. First, the potential, and then the development of that potential. If you look at it, the Shem Shomayim, which is the Gilui, which Adam comes to be Medame, to be Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Gilui HaShemuis, there is always a process also. The process was, Tzdaschol is the Yud. The Yud is the beginning. If you look at the Yud, is a Nekuda, Vov, which is a line, and Dalet, which is a Shetach. That expansion was a process. First the Nekuda, the point of Isgalus, and then from the point you create a line, which is the line is basically 2 points, and then that line creates a space, which is the Dalet, which creates a space. That thing is the Yud, is the potential, which created Shem Shamayim. If you look, says the Shlo, the Yud in itself is the Shem Shamayim, because the Yud and the Vav, right, is the Shem Shamayim. And then the Dalet, we know the Dalet, the letter He is constructed in 2 ways. The Pasuk says the word Doidi. Doidi is the 2 ways of creating the He. You could create a He, which is a Dalet with a Vav, Du, and then you have the Dalet with the Yud, which is Loshon Doidi. If you look at the Loshon, the Yud, is the Yud and the Vav, and then the Dalet, that the Dalet with the Yud is a Hey, the Dalet with a Vav is a Hey. That's all the 2 Heys of Shem Shomayim. So the Yud developed at Shem Shomayim. And the idea is very simple. The Yud, the Nekuda, right? That creates, that's the Nekuda, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Reishis HaGilui, which is Keneged Chochmah. then the Vav is taking the Yud and the Mamshich. So the Yud and the Vav are the two sames, which are the two, which is the male, which is the father, and the son, which is the idea of the Moichin, which is the father, which is that Hashpo, which is Beat Hashpo of Chesed, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in potential, in Gilui, in Machshava, and the Gilui LeMaaseh, the Yud becomes a Vav. Then you need a way to be Mekabel that and to develop, to create the Mekabelim. To be Mekabel the Yud, the Dalet is the space that's Mekabel the Yud, that's the first Hey with the Yud, and the second Dalet, which is the space that Mekabel the Vav, is the Dalet of the Vav. So it comes out, and that's why the Partzufim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim, is the male and the female, the father and the mother. That's the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first, in the Moichim, in the one which is the first step. And then there is the Gilui of passing it on, which is called the Du Partzufim, the Dalet and the Vav, the Mekabel and the Giver. The Yud becomes the Vav, and the Mekabel is the Dalet. The Mekabel of the father is called the mother, that's the Dalet with the Yud, the Chibur, the Mekabel, the Dalet, the Mokum with the Yud, and then the Dalet with the Vav, that's the Mekabel in the bottom. So it comes out that the whole Gilui of Shem Shamayim, of the Mishpocha, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boilomoi, of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's all progression of the development of the Yud. So the same way the world was created in potential, and then developed the potential, Shem Shamayim is also the same thing. First was the Reishis Chochmah, which was the Yud, and from Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei came about. So the Yud is the Reishis of the world, because that is the process of the Tohu. The point, which is the Tohu, and the bow is the process of development. So therefore, you see that here it's a givaldic thing. The mitzvah of Purvu is to be megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu if fully having a family? The father, the mother, Yud and the Hey, Shechina Shrui B'neihem, and the Vav and the Hey, which is the son and the daughter. But what the pasuk tells you that here the process is what how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. That gilu is not a gilu that came is all or none. It was part of a process because the Yud created the Vav, which created the Dalet, which created the Heis. It's the process. The Chidush or the Mitzvah of Rurvu is that the Mitzvah is Kiyuma Mitzvah is having the children. But the Mainsa Mitzvah is the process. Because the process is a process that Kodesh Baruch Hu went through the process, here the process is the Ikara Mitzvah. That's why Lashevet is not a separate Mitzvah. Lashevet is a different component of the Mitzvah. There is the Kiyuma Mitzvah and there is the Mainsa Mitzvah. That's why the Gemara and says to us, the Mainsa Mitzvah is the most important. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui is not creating Gilui from no Gilui, it's creating a process of Gilui. The Yud that becomes the Vav, that becomes the Dalet, that becomes the Hey. So all the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gilui in the concept of a process. And therefore the process here, the Pasuk says, don't focus on the Kiyuma Mitzvah, the focus should be on the Ma'aseya Mitzvah. So it comes out the Kiyuma Mitzvah is where? Is the latest abonim to have the full Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chashivus, that Gilui is a partial Gilui because it came through a process. And therefore every Gilui, every part of the process in itself is a Gilui. The Lashevet Yetzorah comes to give you a different framing of the mitzvah. Don't think like every mitzvah that unless you're Mekayim, if you have three parshas, you're not Mekayim. Here, the Ikar word of this is a process of Gilui. And therefore, every step of the process in itself is a Kiyum. And not only that, the process is more important than anything else. That's what the Pasuk says, Loi Latov Bro Lashevet Yetzorah, to tell you that the process is more important than the Gemara Kiyum. And every step of the process in itself is a Kiyum. That's why the Rambam says the two bonim is niskayim mitzvah zubiyode, to have it in your hands. Before you mekayim the mitzvah at every step along the way, to be miskayim biyode, to have it fully, is every. But every step of the mitzvah is the mindset mitzvah and a partial cube, not like tefillin of two parshas. By the way, the Rambam is very geschmack. The Rambam says if you have two children, a boy and a girl, is this kind biyodoi. Yodoi is the full yud, yud, dalet, and vov. That's this kind biyodoi. Before that, you might have yud and the vov. It's part of the process, and that's extremely important. This kind biyodoi, you need the full family, which is a father, mother, and two children. So Mimele, it explains very well. The kiyoma mitzvah in Beshlimusa is having children, not the shir ptur, but it's telling you that every step along the way is the kiyom, because the process in itself is a chelik of the kiyom. Says Tosis, the process is more important than the kiyom itself, because that's l'shem shomayim v'lo toyu bro. The apostle says, what I don't want is tohu, I want sheves. The full sheves is children, but every process of the sheves, that's kavonas ha-toyra, and that's more choshuv than the sheves itself. That's number one. The number two, so answers, Elachinami, the kiyum, the full kiyum is the children, but every part along the way, that's why it's doich aloisase, etc. That's why sheves toisase is bigger. Because not the new mitzvah, divrei nevi'im, the divrei nevi'im are, they're giving you, they're clarifying, they're being magdir, what the mitzvah satoira is, lola to bro, is not a separate mitzvah, is a separate understanding, a separate chelek of the ma'aseh mitzvah, not the kiyum, but the process of the mitzvah, which here is in itself a partial kiyum. Now that's why it's niskayim biyodoi. Now you could understand why an eved. An eved can be mekayim biyodoi, but he could do a partial kiyum, he could take the world away from tohu. Taking the world away from tohu is the ikar hamitzvah, the final gemara gilui is having, but every process of the gilui. So that's why an eved, if he's not chayiv, even he can't be mekayim fully, but he could go through the process of taking it away from tohu, and on that he's chayiv. And that's why the sheves called you is doich aloisase, because the chidush apostle is telling you the sheves called the who is in itself a kiyum, because that's part of the gilui, and taking it away from tohu, that's the kavonas ha-mitzvah, even if only fully, yeah, with a full family.